Happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. This past weekend, we jumped back into our series on the Lord's Prayer, and we talked about the fourth phrase of the prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread." And we said that it's kind of like a freedom. It's a freedom that we have to go to the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, with any and every request that we have. But there's also a warning that comes with it, that most of us, when we say, "Give us this day our daily bread," that we're also kind of saying, "God, we want lifetime bread, like we want guaranteed bread." But the prayer is intentionally smaller than that. God offers us daily provision. I think the way that we said it is that God's grace and mercy are time released. God gives us grace for today's challenges, patience for today's people, and wisdom for today's decisions. And the origination of "Give us this day our daily bread" actually goes all the way back to the Exodus. As soon as the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea, they wrote this beautiful song of praise to God. And it was this moment for them. It's called the Song of Moses and the Lamb. And they talk about how God has blessed them, was with them, that God had saved them from their enemies, certainly saved them from 400 years of slavery. But just the next chapter over, they begin to grumble and complain. It's only 3 days after crossing the Red Sea, after that miracle occurs. I think what I said was not even the length of a professional golf tournament. And I think it's easy to be tough on the Israelites, but to be honest, it's us as well. There's this warning that comes with petition. God was teaching the Israelites that it was one thing to receive freedom, but it was another thing to appropriate freedom. And that's a lesson that we still have to learn today, that, you know, God sent them manna in response to their criticism, their complaining. God basically Instacarted golden grams to them every day. And so these miraculous moments when God answers our petition the way that we pray it, that grows gratitude in us. But the journey in the wilderness grows resilience. And we need both. If we don't have that, if we petition and we get every petition that we ask for the way we ask it, when we ask it, we'll become spiritually entitled, self-absorbed people. So God gives them manna. You would think they would be like, "We're great, Lord." But the next chapter, verse 2 of the next chapter, chapter 17, says, "And the people quarreled with Moses." And it really is this pattern that happens over and over and over again in the wilderness, and where they grumble, murmur, and complain. And God provides, God answers, and then God brings a balance to that in judgment at times as well. The way that Paul speaks to it in the New Testament, and when he talks about this to the Corinthians, he says, "Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness." They have these, you know, these great high moments and then some really low moments. And Paul says, "Listen, all these things took place for us that we may not desire evil." And I read that and I'm like, oh, evil. And daily bread means that we can embrace asking with faith. But at the same time, we have to avoid presuming with a timeline. We have to avoid presuming that we know better than God does, because we all struggle with complaining. I just think a lot of that comes back to this idea of daily bread, that you and I have the tendency to want guarantees. You and I have the tendency to struggle with yesterday's bread. We lament over guilt and shame and the things that we've done wrong, or we're anxious about tomorrow's bread. And the prayer, I want to say again, is much smaller than that. It's "Give us today our daily bread." And just like with the Israelites, it is with you and me, that God has made a covenant with us. The wilderness journeys taught them how to live as free people, and you and I have to work out this same covenant. sanctification. God has made a covenant with us. 1 John 2:2, that Jesus is the propitiation. He's the atoning sacrifice, the sprinkled blood, just like Moses did with the people when God makes a covenant with them. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins, and not our sins only, but the sins of the whole world. I shared with the congregation at Lewis Center that when I was a kid, we used to sing this song in church. He's got the whole world in his hands. And he's got you and me, brother, in his hands. If you ever sung or remember that song, he's got the itty bitty baby in his hands. And the reality is, if I sang that song honestly at times, I would sing, he's got the whole world except my career in his hands, or except my finances in his hands, or except my kids in his hands. But the wonderful thing about God is that even though we can't keep a covenant with God, he kept a perfect covenant in our place. So we can be grateful for all of the things that God gives to us, all of the things that God does for us, all the ways that God provides for us. And at the same time, we can lean in faith when it doesn't work the way that we want it to work. So I'm going to pray for us, pray that into our day, and then I want to give you the opportunity to pray. Father, today we're asking that you would give us daily bread. We're grateful for everything you gave us yesterday, but we're saying that we trust you for what we need today. Not reliving yesterday's bread. We don't need the guilt, shame, the condemnation that come with the wrongs. That your mercies are like manna. They are new every day. We're not asking for tomorrow's bread. We don't want the anxiety that comes with that, but just the provision of today's bread. And the crumbs of that, God, the just the little bits that we see as frail, broken humans, they always lead us back to you. They always lead us back to your table and your sacrifice for our sins. So we're grateful. Today is a get to. It's not a have to. It's a get to be able to come to you, to petition you, and to receive from you. Now you take the opportunity to pray.